Hey everyone, welcome to the Within Her Soul podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Sydney. And we are two Jesus-loving women who have a lot to say about living as Christians in this modern day world.
We deep dive into tough to talk about topics that we know you're battling with. We expose all things relationships, soul care, sex, healing from your past, and more.
We give practical advice in these areas, but also share comedic stories of our own lessons learned and normalize what being a Christian woman in today's society is really like.
So buckle up, friend. It's going to get real, real quick.
Welcome back to the Within Her Soul podcast. We are so excited that you guys are here with us this week. This episode is going to be, you know, seven simple steps for new believers. And I feel like this is something that has been on our hearts because there's a lot of people who take that step on following Jesus, but there truly isn't that guide on what to do next. You know, you say the prayer, you do the thing, and then you're like, where do I go from here? And I think it can be really daunting, especially if you've never read the Bible before, if you don't know where to start in the Bible. And of course, we'll kind of deep dive into those things. But I just want to say, you know, if this is you, I pray that this episode is not overwhelming and that this is truly just a guide and a resource where you can get excited, like get excited to dig deeper into your relationship with the Lord. And I do just want to throw a disclaimer in here that there is no right or wrong way in your walk. Like the Lord will reveal things to you, maybe that he hasn't revealed to someone else. You know, everyone's walk is so different, and don't compare your walk to anyone else. Just kind of go into this with an open mind that the Lord is going to do what he wants to do with you and you only in this season that you're in. So definitely want to say that even as me and Sid share our stories and like things that maybe we struggled with or things that helped us, doesn't always mean that's going to be what it is for you, but we hope that you can find this helpful and just somewhere to start.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are someone who just so happens to not be a believer yet, or you haven't given your life to Christ, but you just so happen to come across this episode and you are like, okay, what does that even mean to be a believer? I want to be a believer. I want to be a Christian. We do want to give you an opportunity right now to create a relationship with Jesus. I will tell you, from someone who lived a not Christian lifestyle for years and was saved in my early 20s, living my life for the Lord has been the absolute best decision I ever made in my life. Not only does it guarantee you a spot in heaven, eternal salvation because of Jesus dying on the cross for you, but it also just is going to give you so much freedom in life. When you walk with Christ, there is just such security and such peace that you cannot experience without him. And so I want to encourage you today, if you've been on the fence and you've been thinking, you know, is this Christianity thing for me? It is the absolute best decision you'll ever make. There is no better security than knowing if something were to happen to me tonight, if I get into a car wreck tomorrow and I'm gone, as morbid as that is to say, there is going to be a time that we all leave this planet. There's no better security than knowing I'm going to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. There's nothing better than knowing that and having confidence in that. And the way that you do that is by giving your life to Christ. And so what I want to do really quick before we dive into these, you know, simple steps for new believers is I just want to give you the opportunity to turn your life over to him. If that's something that you haven't done, or if you're listening to this episode and you're not sure, you're like, you know, I think I'm saved, or maybe you said a prayer, like a salvation prayer to the Lord when you were a kid or something like that, and you're like, I'm just really not sure. I want to give you the opportunity right now to be sure, to know without a shadow of a doubt, I am saved. I'm a saved daughter or son of the King, because I know that we do have some men that listen as well. And just to walk away with complete assurance in that, because there is no better peace or secure feeling in this world than knowing that you are saved by Jesus and your life is going to just blossom when you truly give it over to him. So what I want you to do is I want you to just say this prayer with me. God, thank you for the amazing plan you have for my life. I come today to ask you to fill me with your presence. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on a cross for me so I could receive forgiveness from my sin. Thank you for raising Jesus from the dead so I could have a new life. I ask you to forgive me of my sin, cleanse me, and make me new. Come live inside of me and give me the strength to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And there you go. There you go. That's it. You just made a fresh start with God, and we're so excited for you. Okay, so now we're going to hop into just some easy steps for you. And like Jordan said, this Christian life, it's not a life of rules and regulations, and you have to do this, and you have to be at church at this time on Sunday. It's nothing about that. It's literally just the most amazing relationship that you will ever have in your life with Jesus. And so I'm excited to hop into it.
Before you go in really quick, I just want to plug this in to also, if you haven't yet, go listen to, like, after this episode, go listen to our past episode that we just did. It was religion versus relationship. And I just think it's also a good episode to listen to if you're new in your walk, because religion is a real thing. We know that not all religion has to be bad. Religion is just a topic, but people sometimes walk way more in religion than they do in relationship, and it can be hurtful. And that might be something that you've been hesitant to even go into this walk with the Lord, with Jesus, because you've seen other people do it and it hasn't been in the right way, or maybe it's been hurtful. And so relationship is so important versus just doing all the right things and being this righteous, holy Christian. And so hopefully, even with these steps, you hear us that these things don't make you the best Christian. These things help you grow in your walk with the Lord.
Yeah. So one thing I want to add really quickly, the pastor of my church, actually wrote this little book called Fresh Start with God. And it is such a simple little easy read. I think it's like you read just a little bit each day for 7 days, if I'm remembering correctly. I think the book is like $3 on Amazon or $6, something like that. Super cheap. They actually give it out for free at my church to everyone who starts a fresh start with God. But I would highly recommend hopping on Amazon and getting that, because he really does break it down and make it so simple. And actually, you know, some of these things that we're going to talk about today, he goes into a bit more detail in that book. And so just wanted to mention that for a second. But
we'll also have that link if you don't want to have to look it up. We'll put that in the link in our bio on Instagram, which is at withinhersoul.co, but it will also be listed in the description on this episode.
7 simple steps for new believers. Step 1, and these are actually not really in any certain order. They're just different steps that you can take. So the first thing we would say that's huge is to recognize that your past is washed away. For me personally, when I first became a believer, I still felt weighted down by regrets and sins of my past. I was shaming myself constantly for my past. I wanted so badly to go back and undo some of the things that I had done. And I let that feeling linger with me for a while. I oftentimes even let this make me think that I wasn't a quote unquote good enough Christian, which, first of all, there's literally no such thing as a good Christian. That's a totally different topic. And secondly, everything that's in your past is literally in your past. I think Joe and I could literally talk about this for a whole episode. We probably have actually. Got to just know and ask the Lord to help you comprehend and truly understand that your past is your past. And it may even help you. I know that it would help you to feel better if you just had a conversation with the Lord about this and just said, God, these are the things that are still burdening me. I'm so ashamed of X, Y, Z, and name the things out to him, literally tell him or journal them out to him. If that's something that works better for you. I know sometimes I can, I don't know if articulate is a word, but like I can get my thoughts out better if I write them out to God. So do that and just hand it all over to him and just say, Lord, remind me that my sins are washed away. Help me not to walk around with this big burden. And, you know, Hebrews 10:10 says our sins are washed away and we are made clean because Christ gave his own body as a gift to God. He did this once for all time. And so you can truly know as a believer, your sins are washed away. They are in your past. And we'll get more into baptism here in a minute. But I know something for me, once I got baptized, it was like I had this actual, like, tangible visualization, I guess. I don't even know if that makes any sense. But in my brain, I was able to see myself going under the water and coming back up and leaving all that sin and shame in the water. And so getting baptized really, I think, helped me with that and helped me to move past those things. But like I said, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
The next one is make prayer a priority. So that's number two. And I feel like in my early stages of my walk with the Lord, I didn't understand. I want to be gentle in the way that I say this, because there really is no right and wrong way to pray. But I do think there is a better way to pray, and it's making it a little bit more holy rather than it just be me just like talking to myself in my head, thinking their prayers. And like I said, I want to be really gentle in the way I say this, because I don't think there's right or wrong ways. I think when we talk to God all day, all the time, He loves that. You're growing relationship with Him. But something that I realized I needed to do was actually making it a priority, meaning setting time aside for that holiness of the prayer. Because I am someone who talks to God all day, every day. Like, it's just random thoughts here and there. I'll be driving, I'll be working, I'll have something come into my head, or I'll have someone ask, do you know, to be prayed over, or like whatever that is. And I am praying consistently, but there's something different. And this is the transparency I want to share with you. There is something different when you're setting time aside for Him, where you're like, Lord, I'm going to not just fit you into my busy day, like here and there. I am going to either sacrifice something or wake up early or take moments before I go to bed and actually get down on my knees and pray with you and be with you, that it really did change my relationship with the Lord. And there's been moments where maybe I'm not praying every night on my knees next to my bed, but I'll tell you, those nights that I do get out of bed and get down on my knees and pray, there is a different posture in my prayer. And so I would say for this step, figure out what works for you and like where you want to do this or how you want to do this. I know there's some people who do prayer closets. There's people who have prayer journals. There's people who, you know, are all about getting up super early and doing their prayer time by themselves. Or some people like doing it on their way to work where it's just silence and they can just talk to God. Like I said, in that aspect, there is no right or wrong way. But I do just want to challenge you to really ask yourself, am I setting time aside to just focus on the Lord for a certain amount of time and being with Him in that moment? Because I was always told you can just kind of pray when you want, pray all the time. Prayer is always accessible to you, which is actually very true. It absolutely is. But my walk changed so tremendously whenever I really started making that a priority rather than just kind of just taking advantage of that gift, because it is a gift to be able to pray with Him 24/7. So hopefully that makes sense and that comes off right. But just a reminder, like, you can talk to God in your own way. He's your best friend. You can talk to Him. It doesn't have to be, oh, Holy Father of thou. Like, you can talk to Him like anyone. But also, I think we should be reminded that He is holy. You know, He is all-knowing, all-powerful. He deserves that submissiveness, what's it called when you bow? Like, he deserves that kind of respect and honor. And so anyways, like I said, that's my own personal walk. Some people might have not felt that at all, but for me, it really did change the way I prayed when I had that kind of heart posture and fit that into my day.
No, that's so good. And I actually needed to hear that. And, you know, you talked about we're supposed to show God respect, and like His word does say we are to fear Him. And if you're a new believer, just know that word fear does not mean like you're supposed to be afraid of Him. It actually refers to respecting God. And so I think what you're talking about, like taking out that intentional time each day, which honestly, I have been so not good at since having a baby, and I've got to figure my stuff out and get better at that again. But taking out that time does show Him that respect.
Yeah.
You know, it's to me, it's kind of like tithing. Like, mm-hmm. We give our first percent of our income back to God, and He blesses it. He blesses that other 90% or whatever. And so I'm just being reminded literally to myself right now, if I give that first portion of time to the Lord to actually intentionally pray, then he's going to bless all the other time too.
I want to say this one last thing, 'cause I forgot to say it. I also just challenge you to say your prayers out loud. It's super easy to lay in bed before you go to bed and just close your eyes and say the prayer quietly. But I just want to, this is a little side note, because you are a new believer, but there is such a thing as a spiritual realm. And when you speak, there is power of your tongue. And so speaking things out loud in prayer, I don't know the exact scripture, but it is expressed as the spiritual realm is listening. Like the angels of heaven are listening and the Lord himself is listening and he's all around us. He's omnipotent. So like whenever we speak out loud, also he does hear our thoughts, but even by speaking out loud, you're not only speaking directly to God, but you're letting the spiritual realm know as well. I know this can sound woo-woo, but you're creating power in your tongue whenever you're speaking, not creating.
You're using the power of the tongue.
There you go. You're using the power of your tongue to be able to not only just pray this prayer, but you're declaring it to the Lord as if it's already being done. And I just think there's so much power in that. So just like I said, start off by yourself. You know, I'm not saying you have to like start praying for people out loud and that's what makes you all of a sudden better or further in your walk, but just start being with yourself and just being able to pray that out loud. I just think there's power in that.
100% agree. And also when you are praying and reading scripture out loud, letting the scriptures flow out of your mouth.
Yes.
Your brain is, this is psychology, y'all. Like this is science and psychology, science, the word all goes so hand in hand. You will see more and more of that the more you study the Bible, but we are constantly listening to what is coming out of our mouths. That's why people are so big on the power of the tongue. Even non-believers will say, I believe in the power of the tongue simply because it's psychology. Our brain is constantly listening to what we are saying. But when we start speaking scriptural truth, the word of God, excuse me, out of our mouth, oh, honey, we just like opened up a whole new amount of power. So yeah, I totally agree with that. The third thing that we wanted to mention is be yourself. So remember how I said when I first became a believer, I often didn't feel good enough. Well, this often led me to pretending to be someone that I wasn't. So for a while, I feel like I was putting on a front and pretending to be what I thought a good Christian was. And thankfully, the Lord gave me freedom in this and he taught me how to just be myself, you know, goofy, quirky personality and all. I once heard a pastor say that when you become a Christian, your personality doesn't change. Right? Like so many things about you are going to change when you become a Christian and you start to walk with the Lord and read his word and talk to him, because that's just literally what he's going to do in you. You don't have to try. You don't have to strive to make that happen. We do strive to resist the temptation to sin, but we don't have to try to change ourselves. As we're praying, as we're reading the word, the Holy Spirit now lives inside of you and he will transform you. And so all you have to do is be yourself. You know, I wouldn't go from, and this is literally what I thought. I didn't have to go from having this, you know, fun, outgoing personality to I am the very serious Christian Sydney now. You know, like it's Christianity has literally nothing to do with that. And might I add that your personality, God created your personality. So if you are someone who is loud and outgoing or, you know, quiet, and maybe you're someone who's super quiet and shy, and maybe you're thinking that you have to have this big, loud personality like me and Jordan to make an impact in the kingdom. That's not true either. God will use your personality, how he designed you, to speak into certain people's lives to further the kingdom. Even if you're a shy person, he'll give you opportunity. Even if you're a loud person, even if you're silly, quirky, goofy, whatever it is, he is going to use you. He made you fearfully and wonderfully in your mother's womb. He created your personality. So you just have to let that shine. And as you read more of his word, your personality, you will become even more confident in your personality, in who God created you to be. I swear I could talk about this all day because I used to struggle with this so much, but that's all you have to do is be you. And if you feel like you can't be yourself, ask God to help you. Just anything that you need, you can ask God to help you and he will do it.
Mm, so good. Yeah. I remember when I first started being a Christian, I had this kind of imposter syndrome of like, how could I be doing these things now? And it was because I just felt like I didn't know myself anymore because I was walking in so much sin. And now I knew I wasn't supposed to be walking in sin, even though I still had these areas of sin. And I was like, who am I? Who am I supposed to be? Who can I try to reflect off of? Like, who's the closest Christian friend I have? And do I need to be her? And do I, you know, it is a lot. It's overwhelming. And so I just love what you said. It's like, you're still you. It's just the Lord's going to start working in you and start purifying your heart before your eyes. Like, it is truly a miracle watching God work in you when you become a believer. Like, sometimes I wish I could watch a clip of myself from my past and just see the miracle of who I am now, not by my acts and my actions, because though it does take action, those actions wouldn't have even been changed or revealed to be changed without having the Lord in my life. And so, love that. Like, you don't change personality wise, like those aspects of you, but the Lord will start to change who you are all at the same time. It's really cool. Mm. Okay. Number four is get baptized. And I just want to add this in really quickly. You know, you definitely don't need to do what I did, but I actually got baptized twice. And nowhere in the Bible does it say you need to get baptized twice. Like, if you don't have to just keep getting baptized, if you got baptized once, you know, there's nowhere in the Bible is like every time you mess up or every time you feel far, you need to go get baptized again. But sometimes the Lord does prompt you in something. And that's what happened to me in my own personal walk is I got baptized whenever I was, I want to say elementary school or, you know, early middle school. I didn't really know what I was doing at that time. And I knew I loved the Lord and I did accept him in my heart. And I know he entered my heart. Like, it wasn't like it didn't happen, because it did. But I think I was so young at the time to understand what it meant to really walk with the Lord. And I think there are some kids who get baptized really young and they do walk with the Lord for the rest of their lives. But for me, I strayed quite a bit. And I had a moment in my own walk where I didn't really know who God was anymore. And I really didn't know if I was going to continue this walk. It was really when my dad passed away, I was very confused. And so, you know, what was this? 2 years ago, my church was talking about baptisms and the Lord really prompted me of like, you still don't believe I've forgiven you. You still don't believe that I've done the saving for you. He's like, I need you to go get, you know, baptized again. And I was like, am I allowed to go do that again? Am I like taking space for someone else to do it? You know? So I just want to give someone encouragement today that maybe you already have been baptized and you're like, I don't know if I need to do this again or not. I don't want you to feel like you have to, because like I said, there isn't this, like, you need to get saved again. But for me, getting baptized again was a totally different meaning for me in this stage of life that I was in. And I want to read this scripture. It's in Acts 2 and it's verse 38. And it says, and this is Peter replying, but he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so for me, when I was a child, I didn't really understand the forgiveness of my sins yet. I'll just be really honest, because I was only like 10, you know, like, what sins was I really comprehending at that time? So I just wanted to share that personal story where I was really struggling with the sins of my past. And so getting baptized that second time really gave me the solidifying like message of my sins are staying in this water. Like, whenever, and it was, God will work in mysterious ways. The woman that baptized me said, you are no longer going to hold on to the things of your past. And she says something different to everybody, but that was so relevant to me. And she's like, you have to let it all go. So, long story, but I just wanted to say, get baptized. It is biblical. It's spiritual. Everyone needs to do it. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because the Bible says so. It says, get baptized. It's a command to get baptized. And then lastly, I just want to add, it says, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I think this is a whole topic for another day, which I actually think we have an episode of the Holy Spirit. But if it says in the Bible, when you get baptized, you're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, I would be signing up, because the gift of the Holy Spirit is one of the best gifts you can have. And not only do you get part of that Holy Spirit when you're saved, but in the Bible, it's also saying you get the gift of the Holy Spirit when you're baptized. So like I said, I just think it's a really good place to start in your walk if you haven't done so yet. I just think it's really important.
Yeah. So step number 5 is clean up what influences you. Mm. Now that you're a believer, you clearly want to be more like Christ, right? That is our goal here. And so we just have to recognize how easily we are influenced by the things that go into our eyes and ears. So think things like who you follow on social media, what shows or movies you watch, what music you listen to, and the people that you hang out with. Are these Christ-like influences? Are these people who you want to be like? I know for me personally, I love spending time with other believers, and especially like even believers who are stronger in their faith than I am, because I know it will make me more like Christ. And that is the goal every single day, you know? And I think the longer that you walk with the Lord too, you'll actually start feeling convicted when you listen to, you know, listen to music or watch movies or whatever that don't align with Him, because you'll start to feel yucky inside. And that is the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I'll be honest, like, I'll start a show on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, and the whole first season will be totally fine. And I'm like, yes, I love this show. This is awesome. And I swear, it's always, me and my husband always laugh, because it's like season 2, episode 2 is when they start throwing junk in that is just, it's like they almost season you to start really liking the show. And so then all this junk starts being in, and I'm like, oh, but I'm so hooked into the show already. I really like it. But I swear, and I'm thinking of a specific show that I started watching on Amazon Prime and I really liked it. And now they're adding more and more junk that just my spirit does not feel at peace with. Yeah. And I have got to listen to that and be like, no, I'm turning this off and I'm going to go try my daggum hardest to find something that's clean, because it's not easy these days. But that doesn't mean that we as Christians should just give in and listen to or watch whatever, just because there aren't many options out there.
You know, it's so interesting you say this, because literally last night, me and Corey were watching a show and there was a sex scene in it, and it was very vivid, and like, it didn't show anything, but it might as well have. And I looked at him, I go, babe, I don't feel good watching this, you know, like, and it kind of caught me off guard. He goes, I don't either. He's like, do you just want to turn it off? And I'm like, yeah, kind of. And it was so interesting, because never in my entire life have I ever felt that way before. Like, I've watched a lot of Netflix shows. I've watched a lot of movies. It's everywhere. And I was like, Lord, thank you. Like, thank you for whatever that was. But it was like, obviously there was something in that show that was making it feel a little corrupty in my heart. Corrupty is not a word. I just made that a word. But it was corrupting my heart and my spirit. And that is what the Holy Spirit is here for, is to guard us and protect us from those things. And so I also just want to encourage someone today, like, you don't have to do all these things at once, because that's when you can feel overwhelmed and you'll feel like you're not good enough and you'll feel like you can't measure up, you know, of like, you know, how do I get rid of all the things in my life all at once? It can be really hard and it can feel daunting and it can feel exhausting. Yeah. But if you have that moment where you're like, should I be listening to this, or should I be going there, or should I be doing this anymore? Listen to it. Listen to that more than you've ever listened before, because that is the Lord. And He is prompting you to start making those changes. And don't be scared to make those changes. Everything that I've ever been scared to let go of, and I'm even talking friendships, things that have ended in tears, things that have ended in what I thought was sadness, has always turned into one of the greatest blessings that I'm walking in now, and protection over my spirit and protection over my walk with the Lord. And so just adding that little tidbit in there for you, not to be scared to let these things go, especially when you have people around you telling you, you were more fun before this, or, you know, why don't you get drunk with us anymore? But I mean, I've even was told, you know, I liked you better when you were sleeping around because you had better stories. Like, I was told those things all the time whenever I got saved and decided to not be hooking up anymore. I wanted to wait till marriage. You know, there was a lot of things I changed that people around me didn't like. They didn't like me being pure, you know? And so anyways, that's well, but it happens.
And also, I'm just going to say it. It makes your friends feel better about what they're doing when you participate in it as well. So yeah. just be aware of that. Now that you are a Christ follower and you're striving to stay away from sin, the enemy is crafty and he will try to get those people around you to influence you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it makes them feel better about their sin. And also, like Jordan was just saying, you know, don't let all of this feel like, don't let all of this overwhelm you and make you feel like you have to do all of these things right away. These things that we're sharing with you aren't, you know, credentials that you have to have to be a Christian or to have a relationship with God. You know, these aren't the things that are, what am I trying to say? It's not that you have to do these things in order to be enough or good enough for God.
Yes,
these are just things that are going to, that the Lord wants for you because he knows what's best and he knows what's going to make you the most joyful and the most full of peace. And so God is never telling us to do things because we need to be high and mighty or, you know, does that make sense? Like, it's all because he knows what's best for us. And the longer that you walk with him, you will start to see that. Mm-hmm. As sin is being taken out of your life, you will start to just feel this freedom that you've never felt before. And you'll get to experience, you know, what I'm talking about as far as it being for you and for your good.
Yeah. I've had more peace in my life than ever before. Has those trials gone away? No. Has those moments where I'm sad or confused or frustrated gone away? No. But because I've let go of some of, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I should share this, but like every time I was sad, I would listen to really sad songs and I would let it like kind of fester up in me. And like, you know, especially when I was dating, if I was going through a breakup, I would listen to breakup like songs and let that just fill my soul.
Yes.
And I was convicted. And I'm like, there's no cuss words in these songs. There's nothing bad about these songs, but I was crying way more. I was wanting to like go out and drink more. I was wanting to go find a new person to hook up with. Like, it's crazy how spiritual really this planet is and that we live on. And so I think just if you feel those convictions, know that's for a reason. The Lord wants to tweak these things, not to condemn you or to make you feel like you just have to give up all these things, but because it's for protection. He doesn't want you to stumble. He doesn't want to lead you into those temptations anymore. Maybe it's more of even just like a warning. If it's starting to happen, it's okay. Like, he's going to start revealing new things to you, and it is good things. You know, even if you're letting things go, it's a good thing because there's always something better when it's coming from the Lord's hands than the world's hands.
Definitely. The sixth step that we want to mention is setting a daily meeting time with God. And like I said earlier, I used to be so, so good about this every single morning. And then I had a baby and we're up throughout the night. And as soon as I wake up, it's time to go to the gym. And I've got to stop letting things get in the way and get back to this myself. So
I have no baby and no gym, and I'm still struggling with this. Hey, like, I just want everyone listening, like, it's okay. Even if you're like, I don't actually have the time and I don't know why I'm not doing it. I have walked in that, like, I'm walking in those shoes right now as well. Like, yeah. We're a Christian podcast and we struggle with this, right? So like, it's, we always are transparent. Like, we always need to be on guard with these things and we fall short. And it's, that doesn't mean it's not something we need to do though. Right. So right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So just set up that daily meeting time, even if it's 5 minutes, even if, which I guess I technically do kind of have this time because I use my drive to the gym as this, but I would love to get back to having that set time each day. And maybe it's at nighttime after the baby has gone to bed. I'm just sharing this because I think it's relatable for other moms who may be listening, but having that time where I like pray and also have my Bible open, which you can't do while you're driving, there's something about that to me that I feel is just really good for my spiritual walk, because I can like read and pray through the scriptures, if that makes sense. So yeah.
Okay. And then our final step is number 7, and it's find a church and get involved. And this one is so near and dear to my heart because I have actually always been a church goer. I've been going to church since I was a little girl, but I haven't ever really gotten involved. I haven't really ever had a church family. Like, as much as I've always wanted to have that, it just never, I've tried out different churches. I've served in churches quite a bit, but I think finding a church that you can really get involved with, and that does start with serving, you know, you start meeting people and you start serving the house. It's so important for your spiritual walk. There are so many times that I haven't wanted to go to church, or I just didn't really find a church that clicked, but there's those moments where you go anyways, and it's like everything you needed. You walk out and you just feel like you have a fresh breath of air. And y'all, we need to be learning from somewhere, because if you're not learning anything from anywhere, then you're only kind of stuck where you're at. Now, the other place you can learn from is your word, but it is a good place to go to. I'm talking about church, because they're going to start helping you understand the word. And if you're a new believer, you might not know what some things are in the Bible, and that's okay. There's certain books of the Bible I've never even read before, you know? And so going to church, not only is it community-based and it's going to give you those, you know, sometimes lifelong friends and a good spiritual influence, but you're also going to get to learn more about the Bible and use your own convictions and use the, you know, Holy Spirit to help you find one that aligns with you and like where you want to be. But I would just say top tips, make sure they're preaching the Bible. If anything, and I know maybe as a new believer, you don't know all the Bible yet, but just trust the Holy Spirit is going to give you that emotion of like, okay, if you feel like something doesn't feel right, go try a new church. You are not dedicated to like one church the first time you go. Like, definitely find one that works for you, but get planted. It will be the best thing you can do for your walk.
So I actually have a really great resource that we're going to link in the description of this podcast episode. And it's ARC Churches, Association of Related Churches. And this is just a, you know, a whole slew of churches all over that have biblical values and are word teaching churches that are truly teaching the word of God, because there are quote unquote churches out there that teach some things that are not truth. And so you want to make sure that you're in a church that's teaching truth. It's arcchurches.com. Like I said, we'll drop the link below, but you can find a church in your area very easily. And so I would recommend checking that out if you are looking for a church. All right. If you're new to the podcast, we always share a few soul scriptures toward the end of the episode. These are just scriptures that align with everything that we've been talking about, because we always want to make sure that what we're sharing on this episode is in line with scripture. And so the first scripture that we have for you today is 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." So like we were talking about earlier, you are a Christ follower. Your past is in your past. You are a new creation. Remember that, especially when the enemy tries to come knocking and saying, "Oh, well, you're not good enough. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did..." Nope. Goodbye, Felicia. I am a new creation. The old is gone. The new is here. In Jesus' name.
So good. The next scripture, and I actually added this one personally because this is something that helped me as a new believer. I really tried to go back into like whenever I got rebaptized and kind of what I now knew about being a born again Christian. But this is actually Isaiah 43 verses 2-3. And it says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." For the scripture, it just reminded me that being a believer doesn't mean that all these things go away. And I think that can be some of the misconceptions of why people don't become believers. You know, they say, well, all these things still bad happen, so what's the point? But this is saying, you know, when you pass through the waters, that means I will be passing through the waters. He will be with me. When you pass through the rivers, That means I will pass through rivers. He will not sweep over me. It says, when you walk through the fire, that means I will be walking through fire. I will not be burned. So it just keeps saying, it doesn't say you won't walk through fire no longer. You won't pass through heavy waters anymore. It's actually saying, you know, these things will continue to happen, but they will no longer affect you in the way that they used to, because I am your Lord and your Savior, meaning he will start to carry these things for you. You no longer have to take these things on. And we're allowed to set them at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I actually would rather receive peace and joy and comfort rather than anxiety and depression and you know, restlessness, you know? And so I just wanted to read that scripture as a reminder that becoming a Christian, or if you're a new believer, it's not that it stops you from dealing with hard things. It just allows you to not have to carry them anymore. They're not your burden to carry. The Lord will carry those for you, and that the Lord has it.
And the final soul scripture for today is Romans 10:9, that says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So just walk away from this episode today with that confidence.
Okay, so we are going to do our soul assignment, which our soul assignments, we always do these at the end of every episode. And it's just a tangible thing that you can walk away with to apply to your daily life. And so today, just kind of want you to go back through those seven things and kind of see where you're at. Have you done all the things? Have you thought about any of those things before? And if not, write them out and start to apply them, you know? And so I'll just list those out for you really quickly, just to kind of recap. So one being recognize that your past is washed away. Two, making prayer a priority. Three, be yourself. Four, get baptized. Five, clean up what influences you. Six, set a daily meeting time with God. And seven, find a church and get involved. And so really just kind of going through those, you know, try out a new church this week if you haven't yet. Set up a time to get baptized if your church is announcing that they're doing that. I know our baptisms are actually, they just happened last Sunday. So, you know, churches normally do those on a regular basis. Set a time to read your word, you know, set a time to be in prayer with intention. Go into a dark space, be present with the Lord. It doesn't have to be dark, but just go into a solitary place. It doesn't have to be dark. I don't know why I said that. I was just thinking,
why like, dark?
peaceful. Like go into a peaceful place and be with the Lord. And really, if there's anything else that you're holding on to, this is something I wish someone would have had me do, but write out anything that you're holding on to and truly let it go. Like let go of your past. Anything that you did as a non-believer, especially when you're baptized, like that's actually the symbol of like being dunked in the water. Everything is left behind. But as you've accepted Christ in your life, he has forgotten every sin. It says it is as far as to the east as it is to the west. And so if there's anything that you take from this episode is that your past is no longer connected to you. Your sins of your past are no longer connected to you. And so just write those out and be done with them. Because I know for me, I carried those things with me for a very long time. And it actually made me feel unworthy of having a relationship with the Lord. And it really stunted me, which is obvious. It was just the enemy wanting me to feel shame and condemned. But so yeah, that's your soul assignment this week. Just go through those seven things, figure out where your next step is. Like I said, those seven steps don't have to go in order, but just pick one this week and apply it to your life. And I just know the Lord is going to reveal big things to you guys.
Yes. Well, I'm going to pray us out, and we hope that you go back through and listen to some other episodes that are relating to some of these things that we talked about today. And I hope that you join us next time. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up this woman who is likely a newer believer. Lord, just help her to know how to be herself and to just be herself in prayer when she's talking to you. Help remind her that there's nothing hidden from you, and she can just come to you and chat with you about literally everything. Help her to know that you have the answers for everything, any and every situation, and that you have the answer through your Holy Spirit and through your word. God, I pray that you bring Christian friends into her life, Christian influences, Lord. I pray that you would give her that feeling of conviction for anything that needs to leave her life, anything that she needs to get rid of, anything she needs to stop watching or listening to, and just continue bringing in, replacing those those negative or sinful things and influences with positive, godly, Christ-like influences that will help her become closer to you and help her advance the kingdom. Lord, when the enemy comes knocking with those lies that she should be ashamed of her past or she'll never get past it or anything like that, anything defeating, negative, anything that makes her feel bad about herself or her past, remind her, Father, that those are lies from the devil. Those are not your truth. Your truth says that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. It says that her sins are washed away now that she is a Christian, Lord. And so I thank you for her salvation. Thank you that she gets to spend eternity in heaven with you whenever she leaves this earth or whenever you come back, Jesus. And I pray also that you'll help her if she hasn't found a church, that you'll help her to find a great church home that is truly teaching the word of God and is just full of those Christ-like influences who can help encourage her and lead her in this new walk. And I pray also for godly mentors to come into her life, someone who can truly just hold her hand and disciple her and help her just to grow closer to you. And then she'll in turn be leading other people to you as well. So we just thank you so much for leading her to this episode and just be with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening in this week. If you'd like to connect with us more, head over to our Instagram at withinhersoul.co. We would love to pray for you. And before you go, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. We can't wait to chat with you next week. See you then.